You know, it's funny when boys try to verbally spar with me on a call. I guess they forget that they're not in the boardroom or the courtroom, and they're on the phone with their hand in their pants. See, a woman like me knows all of your secrets. I'm certainly not above using them for my benefit, either. It was really too bad you couldn't manage to keep your trap shut about your secret panty fetish or your fantasies about sucking cock. I guess you should have kept that cock put away, huh? Too late. You already spilled your guts. And now I know you're a depraved pervert who calls women he's never met and masturbates. That's something your friends would never guess about you, isn't it? Well, that and your collection of butt plugs and dildos. The only thing worse than a woman like me knowing your secrets is the manipulation. You think you're dirty now, but this is only the beginning. A nice, slow stroke session can make almost anything sound like a wonderful idea. You sit in the middle of a pile of lingerie, sex toys, big black cock pornography, and a cum-smeared shot glass. You just came, and now you remember some of the things you said to me. The promises you made to visit glory holes in the city and suck cock. You have the taste of cum in your mouth. What have I done to you? I've only done what's natural. You have a cock. And therefore, you will serve a superior woman. You can argue, sure, but you're not going to win any argument with me. The next time you try, I'll pull rank and ask you if your wife smelled cum on your breath after the last time we talked. You'll do the right thing and shut the hell up, knowing that you've been dominated by a prick tease. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog, yournaughtylover.com, or if you have to have me right now, call me at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.